Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.
Okay, welcome back to Parkcast, park fans. We're a podcast for theme park fans. And if this is your first time here, you're very welcome. We've got loads of old episodes, which you can go back and listen to. Some really interesting chats with some really interesting people, really influential people in the theme park industry as well. So that is well worth going and listening back to. And we're just here every week chatting about things going on in the theme park world. I'm Bex, this is Kev.
Hi, everyone.
And it's really nice to have you here with us. Now, today's episode is a bit of a whistle-stop one, and we're doing something a little bit different. I asked on Instagram a few weeks ago if anyone was listening to the podcast and you had anything you'd really like to hear us talk about, please let me know, and we could look at doing it for a future episode. And lo and behold, apparently people listen. I was surprised as much as anyone else.
I'm just talking nerdy theme park stuff and people like it. Well, so that's cool.
It was just us, to be honest.
Yeah, we're just having a great chat.
I know. But apparently you are out there, so hello.
It's nice to have you.
It is. And we're very grateful that you indulge us in our nerdy theme park chat.
Absolutely.
So one of the people who responded to me on that question was Martin. And he said, I'd really like you guys to do an episode where you talk about unpopular theme park opinions. So maybe opinions that you not unpopular as in we all hate Merlin, unpopular opinions where you kind of fall out of line with most other theme park fans, or so you think.
Right. So I was thinking I could start this one off because I work with German gap year students, and this one particular student I took to Alton Towers during 2023. So Nemesis wasn't open.
Okay.
So obviously very disappointed that I couldn't get her to experience Nemesis. So we experienced all these other rides, and I kind of built it up and say, you've got to come back because you've got to ride this roller coaster. And it's incredible. So Nemesis Reborn opens, and she went with some other friends in the UK, and I asked her, I said, so what did you think? I was really excited. She said, it's a bit overrated.
No.
And so that got me thinking, like when you mentioned about doing these unpopular opinions, thinking there might be people out there who actually share this idea that maybe Nemesis is overrated. And I did think, oh my goodness, did I oversell it? Did I push too much? And I thought, no, I couldn't have done. This coaster should sell itself. So
what was her sort of background?
We've never spoken since.
Block, delete.
Blocked.
She is German though, so has she been to some of the German parks? Has she
Yeah, I think she's been to Europa Park and, you know, other parks like that. So
do you know what she kind of rated, like what her bench line was to say that Nemesis was overrated?
I think Galactica was her favourite coaster. What? As well.
So she enjoyed Galactica, but she thought Nemesis was overrated. Okay, well. Mm-hmm. I can see why you're not speaking to her anymore.
Sorry, Medita, if you're listening. It was an interesting one. I think I messaged in capital letters back, overrated.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't the runaway mine train?
The thing is, there are people on TikTok who still claim that Inferno is better than Nemesis. I mean, we ignore them. We listen, we don't judge too much.
We entitle your opinion, but you're wrong.
Okay, well, yeah, it was a good one to start us off. I mean, to be fair, that isn't one that came into my inbox. No one else said that Nemesis is overrated. Were a couple of people who said Galactica was overrated, but no one said Nemesis. So there we go. That's an interesting one. Martin, you kind of started off this whole topic of conversation. I suppose this could be related in a way. His unpopular opinion is Vekoma SLCs aren't that bad. There was a pause.
Did he have an example of which one?
I mean, I think he just thinks in general Vekoma SLCs are just not as bad as we might think. Now, I cannot agree with this opinion at all. I have not ridden a Vekoma SLC where I've thought that was all right, actually. Odyssey at Fantasy Island, which is down the road from me, which a lot of people say is probably one of the more rideable ones.
I just found them rough.
Yeah.
They're just uncomfortable to ride and not very pleasant. So, The Traumatizer, that's the odd name. Is that one?
Infusion.
Infusion.
Yeah, so Infusion is obviously a Vekoma SRC.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That is the worst one that I've ridden, like without a doubt. Like I have actually said I will not go on that ride again because a few times I've been there and I've said, oh, fine, I'll just do it once. And every single time I do it, I regret it.
Yeah, like, I don't regret it's it. It's probably been years, years. And you can put water fountains in front of it all you want, but it doesn't still make it any better or any more interesting.
I don't see the point really in riding a roller coaster where you're on it and you're literally bracing into every turn because you see it coming and you're like, oh no, this is going to hurt. It's just like punishment for yourself.
I know.
Surely.
And you can cushion your seats as much as you want, but it's just, they're not very comfortable. I mean, if you're a weird sadist and you like the idea of being beaten as you go around, maybe it's like we say about wooden coasters. Sometimes wooden coasters, you get that bit of extra, as Andy Hine would say, a bit of shake, rattle and roll, and maybe you like that kind of rattle, but not in a Vekoma.
I think the difference with the Vekomas is obviously you're bashing your head, aren't you? And a Woody, like I don't mind Woody's rattling around and I get shaken, but my head is always not being thrown into a restraint. And I think it's that really... I also have the female thing, and I suppose some men, of wearing earrings. And I'm always ever so slightly concerned that an earring is going to rip.
Of course, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's like worst case scenario in my head every time I'm riding it. I mean, clearly it's never happened, but I do struggle with them. Although I will say, Nick, my husband, doesn't have the same issue at all. He actually really likes Infusion, which is mental. But he would agree with Martin on that. And I can't understand it. I don't understand how it's not painful because it's so painful for me. I really don't understand how people are getting away with them and thinking, actually, that was all right.
Maybe it's just, like you say, it's the thrill. The thrill. I don't know. I remember the corkscrew used to be quite bad as well when I'm thinking about other Vekomas as well. But I'm interested because I'm trying to remember. I definitely went on Traumatizer when it was at Southport in my early years. And I don't remember it being too bad. So I don't know whether it was when it's first off the line sort of thing. But definitely once it moved to Blackpool, I remember it just came a bit unbearable. And so
I don't know if it's the wheels, the bearings, the track itself, what it is, a combination of it all that just means they are very, very rattly. But
But I've noticed with Gerslauer as well, like, you know, a lot of their coasters quite notorious for being rough. Saw the ride has certainly got a lot rougher. The Smiler's always kind of felt rough.
Nick I think thought the Smiler was rough. So for someone who thinks Infusion's all right, he thought the last time we were on the Smiler a couple of weeks ago, he thought it was quite rough. So
I think it depends where you're sat. Like front row isn't too bad. If I'm going to sit somewhere on the Smiler, I always prefer to be on the front because it doesn't feel as bad. But I think it's just certain coasters are just, I don't know how it ends up that way, but it's no B&M smooth.
It's not. You know, it's no Nemesis. So in a way, if you'd taken your German friend to go and ride Infusion, think how disappointed she would have been on that.
I know, but go on that and then go on Nemesis and then you wouldn't be able to say it was overrated.
That's where you went wrong. Next time, if she's over again, that's what you need to do.
Definitely.
Okay, moving on. Which one should we go to? Let's do Stevie, who says roller coaster POVs are pointless.
Okay.
Now, I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of roller coaster content creators making a lot of money out of theme park POVs on YouTube. If you see the number of views that they're getting, certainly a lot of people watching them. Is it something that you would do? Do you sit and watch POVs of roller coasters?
I certainly did a lot during COVID.
Yeah.
So, and I did the thing where I put my child in the, you know, the little basket, the TV, pretending we're on Wicker Man.
Shook it around.
Yeah. I enjoy it because I don't get to go abroad as often. So when there's like new coasters out, I do enjoy watching and, you know, POVs. Like when, you know, Falcon's flight opens, you know, it's not going to be a part that I'll be able to get to probably.
I'll send you a postcard.
Actually, I do. You do a POV though.
I might do if Neil lets me. By the way, that is a plug
You
for a
know,
previous episode, by the way.
exactly. Go check
Yeah.
that podcast out. But I would probably watch that because I'll be interested to see what it's like. I understand the idea of them being pointless because you don't get the same sensation. So, like, you can think, well, I'm a bit nervous of heights. Maybe I'll watch the POV of Hyperia before I go on it. But it's still not going to give you that same kind of feeling. So you can be sat on your sofa watching Hyperia and think, actually, this is all right. But it doesn't create the same, that same sensation that you get when you're on it.
I think that's Steve's point, actually, that yeah, you can watch it, but you're not getting any of the actual thrill of riding the roller coaster, and that's why he thinks they're kind of pointless. I don't tend to watch them a lot, a bit like you. I did it during lockdown. I was actually supposed to go to Cedar Point in May of 2020. We had it all booked. So on the day that I was supposed to be riding Steel Vengeance for real, I was actually sat watching it on
Were you sat in a
YouTube.
basket and Nick was like making you
Not quite. Maybe I should have. I was just kind of crying
crying to
on
like
my
I could be here, I
sofa.
should be here. Well, that's cruel doing that to yourself though.
I know,
That's
I know.
really
Yeah,
awful.
it wasn't great.
What about Darkrai POVs?
Well, how are you even getting them? Surely someone's
There's
getting in
some
trouble. I
what I
mean,
love is 90s. You can go on YouTube and obviously watch some of these classic Darkrai from the 90s on someone's camcam. It's pretty much black the entire time. There's the odd
Sony
moment where the light comes on and an effect comes out, but you're just sat staring at a screen that's in total blackness, going, I can't see anything. That's because you're filming a POV of a Darkrai,
Yeah.
on an old camcorder.
What's mad is they would have been massive as well. So there would have been no mistaking that someone was filming because literally your home video cameras in the 90s were like huge. They were like film grade size. Yeah, whereas now you could have like a little discreet GoPro
Absolutely.
mounted somewhere. Or as Kip Hakes would tell you could use your Ray-Ban Meta glasses, although
I
not a
know.
Merlin because they don't
No.
allow it. They get very
No.
upset about things
What
like that.
about POVs but facing the person so you get their
Oh yeah,
reaction?
no, I don't get them. Nah, I'm not. I don't want to
Do
see
you not
someone's
think that
face.
they're
No,
better because you get to see their
no,
oh my goodness, or ah.
no. I don't want to see someone's excited face on my TV. Thank you.
Is it
I'm
because
not.
they're on it and you're not?
I just
That's what
I.
I find when a lot of these new coasters, I'm like, well, I'm not on it, so
It's just
no.
no one looks good riding a roller coaster. I
I
don't think. Just not a flattering place to be. You get a
Yeah.
lot of like, whoa, like open
Even if it's like
mouths.
Formula Rossa and those
Yeah.
sorts of ones, it's literally just your face being pulled back,
It's not good. No, that is definitely pointless. Don't do that. If you're filming a POV, at least show me the ride. Don't show me your own face. But yeah, interesting discussion point. Let us know if you've got a strong opinion on that one. Where should we go to? Jay says, I don't mind Skyride not being open. It leaves further afield areas of the park slightly quieter.
Do you know, I've never thought of it like that.
Do you mind Skyride not being open?
I like the sky ride.
I like the
I like the sky ride.
Skyride.
I only thought, but again, I guess it's circumstantial because our youngest, we've been trying to encourage not using the pushchair anymore. And when we were at Towers recently, and it was like, the Skyway was open. We could literally hop on. We'll get up to where Wilder David Walliam is, rather than having to walk a 3-year-old all the way across the park to get up to the end. I don't know if it does. I mean, it might be at the start of the day. If you go up to Dark Forest and that kind of go to Rita 13 at the beginning of the day, that normally probably is really quiet,
Even
unless
with the
you're a runner.
Skyride opening.
With the Skyride opening. Funny thing is, like before it closed, it didn't open till 11 anyway.
No, that's true.
So most people probably walked over to that end of the park before the Skyride had even opened. And what the Skyride also does that's nice is you get to see the gardens as well, and you get to see them from a great point of view. So even if you just happen to walk past it from Mutiny Bay up to the towers, and people go, oh, that's cool. I do miss it being open. For accessibility, I guess, as well, really. What about you?
Yeah, well, same as you. I mean, our daughters are very similar age, and yeah, we are on the cusp of needing the pushchair or not. We went to Drayton Manor at the weekend and didn't need it all day, which was quite nice, and she didn't ask for it at any point. However, at Towers, with the Skyride not being open, there's just no way. I mean, we regularly would do about 25,000 steps there, which as an adult is enough. But yeah, on a 4-year-old, it's too much. I will never say that I don't mind the Skyride not being open. I think it needs to be open. I can't wait for it to be back open. I hope they give us a date soon. They have said April, so
Hopefully, let's
we
hope
are
so.
hoping it's doing a load of testing.
I did.
Did you see
Did
it
see it the other
testing on the
day.
week? Yeah. So I mean, it must be nearly ready.
You'd think so. I think the other thing as well is that the hotel entrance into the park is by Galactica. So I see the point, but the problem is, even if the Skyride is working or not, you're going to get a lot of hotel guests going straight into the queue for Galactica or Nemesis straight away. So that's not going to be quiet because hotel guests enter the park through that section now. So really, it's probably only Dark Forest that's going to be quieter because of it not being open, maybe.
I also think that that area of the park is generally quieter at the moment because there's nothing there. Like the world of David Walliams, what a sad place that is to be at
True,
the moment.
true.
And then obviously
With
you've
Hex
got,
as well not open at the minute. Well, it is
it
now.
just reopened
April
this week,
1st.
thank
So,
goodness. But yeah, with obviously the dungeons not being there, nothing being in that building, it just feel a bit like a ghost town when you go down there at the moment. It feels eerily quiet, which I don't think is great. I hope that we are going to hear something about that area soon, like
Yeah, I
maybe
hope so. Really
next
do.
couple of
Really do.
years. It needs it. So I don't know if the Skyride, once the Skyride's open, will it make 13 and Rita any busier? Don't know. Not I'm
If it
not I
opens at 11, probably not.
no. Well, to be
If
fair,
it opens straight away, maybe.
13 will start opening at midday,
I
so
don't. That's Yeah,
no.
because David Walliams world probably doesn't open till 11 still,
I
does
don't
it?
think, yeah,
If
I
I'm
don't think
right.
it does.
So
No.
it's quieter because of that, I guess. I don't
Hex is
know.
going to be opening at 11, isn't it? So,
Okay.
yeah.
There you go.
There we go. So yeah, I don't mind Skyride not being open. No, I can't agree with that one. I don't think there's many people who are like, I'm not fussed about the Skyride anymore. If they want to bring it back, I think especially us oldies are like, yeah, we need it now, please. Just our legs. Here's one from Jack who says, Taran is quite boring other than the launch is hugely overhyped. Now, Jack, we need to
There's a
have a
hundred, there's
word.
thousands of enthusiasts just through their phones in the air, or laptops, wherever you're listening, into the air, that or spat their
Like,
coffee out. And what?
you've crossed a line, Jack.
I think you're joking there, Jack. You are you I, is that was that just a is that just to see our reaction?
Just sent it in to upset Bex, her current number one coaster. No, like, I'm sorry, no. And you say other than the launches, but that's kind of the point of Taran, right? It's the launch is a launch coaster. And it's not like you just have a launch and then there is nothing. It's like it's all the near misses. It's the way you're interacting
Oh,
with
the
all the
theming is
theming. It's the
incredible on it.
speed that you go into that second launch with. Like,
And
yeah.
like nighttime as well.
Oh,
Like,
amazing.
and I can get it if you said like Rita. Because the launch on Rita, I actually really like the launch on Rita. I find it really intense. I find it more intense than Stealth's, but there you go. That could be another
Oh, interesting.
unpopular opinion. But after that, the circuit isn't very interesting.
It's really boring.
And if you say that, what about Icon? Because I know Icon doesn't have the same kind of speed that Taran does.
No,
But
or
if
the same theming.
yeah, exactly. But if we're saying that Taran isn't as interesting once apart from the launches, what about Icon?
I'm not having that one. I'm not. Sorry, Jack, you're going in the
I think
bin.
that's what you want, is to go down this rabbit hole of let's look at all these launch coasters and see.
Well, it's interesting that you say that about Stealth and Rita because I've been doing this little test on TikTok. If you're not following us over there, it's Parkcast Pod. My husband's a fighter pilot, so I've been trying to find out if we can find a roller coaster that in any way sort of compares to flying a fighter jet. We tried to do Rita when we went to Towers. We did like Smiler, Oblivion. We couldn't do Nemesis or Galacticus. They weren't open that day. Rita was open, but as soon as we got over to it, it broke and it was down for the rest of the day. So annoyingly, we couldn't test it because he's got this little app which measures G-forces. So we wanted to see what the actual force of Rita was like. Mm-hmm. And then I do want to get him down because he's never ridden stealth. So it would be really interesting, I think, for him to sort of get the feel for these like hydraulic launch coasters. We've done Red Force at Port Aventura, Ferrari Land, but obviously that's not a hydraulic launch. It's an LSM, so slightly different.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone did comment and say the hydraulic launches are supposed to be very similar to what they use on for fighter jets on boats, like launching them off boats, which is not what he does. But
no,
he does launch very, very fast.
Won't give away. I think go and find it and watch it and you'll be surprised.
Yeah,
at some of them. It's very interesting because I'd say some of it can be false advertising on what they suggest that the G-forces are on these coasters and what the app is telling you. I think the thing with Taran, say, like, I do love Icon, but if you're after sheer intensity in terms of speed and just near misses, I think Taran just has it all, really, doesn't it?
I love it. And I'm someone who would normally say I like coasters that are really high, like have big drops, big ups and downs, which Taran doesn't really have at all.
No.
So the fact that beat Shambhala for me, which has got all that, I think it kind of should. Yeah. If you haven't been to Phantasialand yet, it's definitely one to put on your bucket list.
Definitely.
To get over there.
And because it's so compact, because of the way that they've done the theme in, it does feel very it does feel faster in some ways because you're so close to all the terrain and the rock pieces and stuff.
I think so.
It'd be interesting with like indoor coasters. I think we mentioned about what Space Mountain might be like, you know, with the Disneyland Paris in terms of the G-forces, because it might not be as much, but in terms, because you're in the dark and enclosed, it creates like a, I know we got off on a tangent now, but creates like an intensity, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which Taran does have compared to say Icon, because Icon, you know, is more open.
Yeah.
I know you get a few moments because it's interconnected with other coasters and other rides and stuff, but yeah, I wouldn't say it's dull.
Well, interestingly, we do have a little trip maybe planned to Phantasialand in the next few weeks, and I will get him to take his G-meter there so we can actually get a scientific reading on how intense Taran actually is. So I will report back with that one. We'll just do one final one to wrap this one up. I had so many, I can't even go through them all. So I think
we'll
we need
to do a part two.
We'll have to come back to this. And if you've got any you want to add in, please feel free to message me and do that. The final one is from Chris from Roller Coasters R Us, who says, on a similar vein to some of the other ones, Hero at Flamingoland is quite fun. Now, I don't want to speak for everyone in the enthusiast community, but Chris, I think you might be on your own.
No, I've never been on it, admittedly.
No,
but
I haven't.
And I guess I never will. Because that may be the first time I've ever heard. Is, again, are we going back to this idea it's fun to be hurt? And
I think
uncomfortable?
We might be. Yeah, I mean, the thing is for me, I haven't been on either. I've been to Flamingoland, but it wasn't operating on the day I went. And even if it now was, the next time I go, the fact that everyone comes off it and says, don't even bother, that is the worst thing I've ever ridden.
Mm-hmm.
It does surprise me that they've actually like sold more than one.
Exactly.
The parks were like, oh yeah, we'll give it a try.
They were rubbing their hands together thinking, I can't believe these idiots bought this. You know?
Yeah,
joke's on you.
it literally is, but you know. Yeah, I've got to say, I don't think I've ever seen anyone else describe it as quite fun. So
no, I mean, there's a whole thing with Digital Dan doing it for a whole day. Was the point was because it wasn't meant to be fun, and it was meant to be for charity. If it was for fun, you know,
it would be too easy.
Hey, get me on, you know, Nemesis all day for fun, for charity. No, actually, to be fair, that's quite intense. Actually, after a while,
It might be a bit too much.
But there we go. You know, but where something like Hero, I can, that would definitely be, not pleasant. But it's difficult to say because I've never done it. So,
Maybe you need to
I
do it this
may
year.
find it fun.
Fun is the word that he has used, not even just bearable or tolerable.
Okay.
He's actually used the description fun.
Well, Andy Hine again said if you come off the ride smiling, laughing, you've enjoyed it. You might not want to go round again, but he's obviously had a great time on the ride. So there you go.
Yes.
So he's got your money's worth if you go to Flamingoland and you enjoy, and have a fun time on Hero. You get your money's
Yeah.
worth for sure. So there you go.
Well, it's different strokes for different folks. If you are listening to this and you agree with Chris and you think Hero is fun
Was that
on
fun with
all
the quotation marks? Sorry,
yeah,
the way you said
that's the way I'm saying it.
fun.
Fun. He didn't use quotation marks. I think he was being serious.
Okay, no, that's good. Huh? Remember, we like a bit of seriousness on this
We are
podcast.
very, as that review
We,
said, slightly more adult themed. So very
absolutely. We'd like to
serious.
take these reviews seriously.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, if you agree with Chris, then do feel free to let me know. You can find me on all the social platforms, mainly on TikTok and Instagram. If you go searching for Parkcast there, my face will come up to greet you, which is terrifying, but please bear with it. And you can send me a message. You can also drop us a comment in the reviews if you're listening to this podcast on YouTube or Spotify, wherever you're listening, and we will pick them up there. We need to do another one of these because
Yes.
I've got too many to get through, and I'm sure there are a lot more unpopular theme park opinions out there. So yeah, definitely want to hear yours if you're listening to this and thinking I've got one.
Absolutely. And if you happen to have been to Oakwood and you felt like Br'er Rabbit was a masterclass in dark ride making,
That should
feel
have been
free.
yours.
Feel free. It's that bad. It was good.
Br'er Rabbit was the most underrated dark ride the UK had.
There you go. Go check it out. Find a POV of that dark ride.
No, don't. Well, we do, but don't do it before you go to bed because you'll be sleeping with the light on.
Yeah, but there you go. That
Terrifying.
could be. That could be. If that happened to be you, and there you go. If you happen to think that Spooky 3D is better than the Haunted House at Alton Towers, then go for it.
No one actually commented to say Jewel was better than the Haunted House, so I
Okay,
was
good.
expecting that one. Yeah, I sent
We
you over
would have had to have made a long episode. Let me
We'd have
get
had a scene by scene analysis of why that
explanation of
couldn't
why
possibly be true.
it's absolutely.
Fun. Okay, that's been
Someone's
fun.
going to do it now. You know that's going to
That is
happen
going
now.
to be on the
Someone's
next
literally going
episode.
to say that.
All opinions welcome.
Yes.
I hope
Yes.
you've enjoyed today and a little bit of silliness. Now, next week, I am touching wood to say we have got an incredible guest with us next week.
Very excited.
I can't say any more, and I don't want to say any more just in case for some reason it all falls through. It's booked in, they have the link to record, and I'm hoping very much that they are with us because if they are, it's going to be eye-opening if you are a theme park fan. That's all I'm going
Really,
to
really
say.
interesting. Yep.
You need to be back here this time next week to see if we have got that guest, which hopefully we have. If you haven't already, hit subscribe so that you get a notification whenever we release a new episode. And if you do want to drop us a review, we always welcome them. We will be back next week, and hopefully it's going to be a really good one for you. Hope you've enjoyed today. We've been Parkcast.
Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.